Welcome back to Leader Podcast.
Hey, this is like from two episodes ago. Yeah. Who has something in their cup? Both? None? One? And if one, which one?
Comment below. Yeah.
All right.
Love it.
Man, how you doing today, bro?
I'm doing just like I was 5 minutes ago when it was yesterday.
You last week?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah, it's awesome. We don't batch record.
Yeah, we don't.
Not at all.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Man, I'm great.
We're like 5 minutes from camp.
5 minutes.
Let's
see.
It's D-Day right now.
It is the 19th today.
Ooh.
Which means we're going to camp.
Yeah, in a
week.
Basically
tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's not done now, it's not getting done.
Nope.
Yeah. We save 2 days before camp that we call the oh crap days.
Well, also, we're going to camp the week of Memorial Day.
So we only get 2 days because we're not here on Monday.
The oh crap days are given to us by the government of the United States of America. Thank you. So anyway, everyone who is going to camp in basically tomorrow, their names are in here.
Yep.
And in addition to being a part of the Leader Shoutout Roulette, we don't know whose name is going to land on or give them a shout out.
Yep.
They're also going to get a custom camp survival kit from us. So thank you for giving us a couple of days of your vacation.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving us 5 days sleeping in a cabin with students.
Yes.
What was that for?
I don't know, because I don't sleep in the cabin with students.
Don't say that. Some people.
Listen, you don't want me in there. I have that.
I want you in there. I want
okay,
it.
Okay, who's winning this thing? All we are digressing.
The winner of the Leader Shoutout Roulette and the Camp Survival Kit is David Gross.
Bro.
I don't think he's ever won.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. David, let us know if you've ever won, but I think this might be his first thing to win. Yeah. And he comes to everything, so he's always included.
Yeah, he's always
in there. His name's always in there.
He just never bounces up.
Yeah, it always just goes to Greg.
Yeah.
Or Lacey Wheat.
Yeah, Lacey Wheat and Adam Harvell win everything.
Yeah, and Greg. But yeah, Greg would tell you he's never won.
To hear Greg's story, Greg's trying to gaslight us.
Yeah. I never win.
All right, how are we shouting out, David?
We're mostly making fun of other leaders. So thank you, David, for all you do. All right, let's move on. That's a joke.
David does a great job with his guys.
Yeah.
Like, he knows all their names. He knows all their stories.
Yeah.
I don't know a leader who knows scripture better than David Gross.
Ooh,
he has
high
so,
praise.
He has
if
so.
If you think you know scripture better than David Gross, comment down below.
Yeah. He is a master at memory. So he's got so much scripture stored up here that he'll just in a regular blah 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 and he'll just start quoting. And I'm not talking about John 3:16 verses. I'm talking about randos.
Yeah.
Like, I love that.
Yeah.
I really do. I wish I was that kind of person. I don't love Jesus enough, I guess.
I love watching him at camp. Like,
yeah,
you know, give it his all. Like,
yeah,
he's out there, he's running, he's sweating,
he's turning red. Let me just tell you, 2 years ago, I thought, oh, we're going to the hospital for sure. We were playing.
Darren was on his golf cart watching.
I was 100% on my golf cart outside the ring of fire. And David was playing some, whatever version of capture the flag kind of thing that we were doing. And I'm going to tell you what, David Gross goes hard. He doesn't just stand out there and wait for somebody to take. He's trying to win.
Leaders might be taking a little less hard this year.
And I will just say that wherever he did, he dove for somebody's thing and just hit the ground, rolled 3 feet. Like, I was like, oh, he's out. He's out for sure. Nope. He got right back up and just kept going.
I
was like, I would be down for 3 weeks if that happened to me.
I think it was 2 years also. I watched him go down the slide just watching, just envision it. David Gross, arms crossed, legs crossed,
like a cadaver
coming down the slide, just whoo! Bam! Like, I was like, man, he's just out there.
Yeah,
I love it.
So no stone unturned.
Your
students.
Camp survival kit is going to include an ice pack,
some ibuprofen,
whatever you need, man.
I love you, David.
Your camp survival kit is going to be a golf cart.
Yeah, I am ordering an extra golf cart this year, but it's for the nursing team.
Sorry, bro.
Sorry.
Keep investing in students. Don't become a nurse.
Man.
Stay a lawyer.
Love you, David.
Let's talk about mentoring, which at Cross Creek we call disciple making, which falls into the category of grow groups.
Yeah, grow on the pathway as kids are getting closer to Jesus.
So this is what I would say is, you know, I've worked at five. This is my fifth church I've worked at. You've worked at
157. Yeah.
this is the thing that this church hangs its hat on. Yeah. Like, if you were like, what separates you from XYZ church, the Methodist church across the street, the church I worked at last time, the church I worked at when I was in college, like, Cross Creek would say, I mean, Glenn would say it, Craig mm-hmm. would say it. Mm-hmm. Most people here could articulate it. They would say the pathway for one, mm-hmm. but in particular, I think if there were like an area on the pathway that they're most proud of or whatever that they hung their hat on, so to speak, would be this.
Yeah, agreed.
Grow.
And I would just tell you, as a youth pastor with a lot of years under my belt,
57
to the most life transformational ministry happens in groups like Grow Groups, small accountability groups where you're focusing on scripture, but you're also really focusing on each other. It's different than a connect group. And I don't know how to really justify the difference except to just say,
or explain it.
Like you're sharing life at a different level mm-hmm. in a Grow Group. You're calling people out on their crap and they're calling you out on their crap. They're sharing stuff that they would never share in a large group.
Yeah.
And you know, most of the kids that I have, we were talking last week about long-term relationships. Most of the kids that I have good long-term relationships with came out of some version a mentoring group. Yeah.
The ones I'm still in connected with now, and they're in their 20s, mm-hmm. is we did.
Yeah.
Basically, grow groups.
Yeah.
We didn't call them that.
Yeah, they all have a different name. We had feed groups and we had shelter and we had all kinds of
names. What do we call ours at this church? We called, because our main groups were growth groups.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And so these groups were core groups, I want to say. Core groups.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Don't confuse the pathway.
Yeah.
So we
the point is, names are names, but the what we're saying is like this mentoring style relationship, mm-hmm. one on a few. Or, I mean, in some cases, like, not usually for us, but in some cases, one-on-one.
Yeah.
But one-on-two, one-on-three, one-on-four.
No more than five.
Yeah.
Yeah, we say no more than five. And it just changes things. Like, I, right now, am leading a grow group, and you can just tell when it finally hits because the group chat goes crazy, right? There's something about it when they finally, like, kind of release themselves to be closer.
Yeah.
And they start sharing real things.
Yeah, which you don't sometimes share in a connect group because someone's in there because it's their first week or it's their third week, but mom and dad are making them be there. Like, you don't know them yet.
Yeah.
And or that's they don't give you shade.
Yeah. And they might share the base level of the thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, let's just say, like, they might say, my parents are getting divorced next week.
Yeah.
In a grow group, they're going to say, my parents are getting divorced and it's been terrible.
Yeah.
My little sister wants to go with my mom. I want to go with my dad. My parents are fighting constantly. Like, you get the real story in a mentoring group. And it changes. It just changes everything.
Yeah.
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 So,
here's
what we would say to you is we're never going to ask you to be a connect group leader and a grow group leader or to do 40 things and also add a grow group. We're just saying, like, as you pray through where God is using you, a place where you could be used if you're feeling an itch to do something different might be the grow groups.
Yeah.
They really do change things. And if you can do both, we have several leaders who lead a connect group and also lead a grow group.
Yeah.
It's doable in a schedule.
You could do cafe or safety.
Yeah.
And then on another night of the week, like, say Wednesday, you could lead a grow group.
Yeah. Like, and I would just say to you this at the risk of somebody hearing this probably who shouldn't hear it or who might get mad at me for saying it. Like, we don't command that you do all three books in the grow series in a row as your Bible content. Like, we'd
like you to get through all three of them eventually.
Yeah. We would love for you to complete all three within a year ish. But what we really want you to do is build that deep connection that lasts a lifetime.
For a year-ish.
Yeah.
So let the book be the content that helps keep the train on the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, for those of you who are like, you know, I know that when we decided to kind of pivot and do promoting out of your connect group and into a different connect group and you stay stable, you stay in one spot.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ever wanted to move up with kids, grow groups is where that happens.
Yeah.
You start with kids at whatever grade you get them and you go with them
As long as
until they graduate
lasts.
And after or for book a lot
three,
of people.
Or, yeah. But
which is a little bit different than probably the way our total church does it.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more about, and not just about completing the content, but it's a little bit more like once the content is completed, we might connect with each other here and there. And you know, we still have that connection, but we're not meeting together. Mm-hmm. In student ministry, we encourage you to keep meeting together as long as your group will do it.
Yeah. And I would just like, if you're hearing this, you're like, what does this mean for me? Like, remember, we're in the like a series relational youth ministry. Like, mm-hmm. This is a major component of our relational youth ministry philosophy.
Yeah.
So if you're like, oh, I'm a cafe team member, like, great, keep being the best cafe team member that you could ever be. Mm-hmm. But just know, like, this is one of the main things we're doing, and it's unseen a little bit mm-hmm. because it doesn't fall in any of our like scheduled programming.
Right.
It's not really Wednesday night. It's not really Sunday morning. And if it does happen during a Wednesday night or a Sunday morning, it's happening in the shadows, not in a creepy way,
yeah.
but in a non-visible
in
way,
a very ministry
not
safe
on the
way.
Stage. Yeah.
Right.
Not on the stage,
yeah, for
basically
real.
Is what I mean by that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And we would love for you to consider being a part of that. Like, even if you haven't completed the Grow series, like, we would love to go through the Grow series with you as leaders.
Yeah.
Not just to get you prepped to lead a Grow group, but also because the content in there is great. And especially when you get to book three and it really starts talking about how you lead a productive, spiritually growing group.
Yeah.
It can't be beat.
Nope.
So
story time.
Story time.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. So there's a student who a while ago got his or her.
Yeah.
It got there. It's his.
Got his haircut.
It matters for the story. Got his haircut. And he came in to church and was like, ah, hate my haircut.
I don't know this story.
And we're all like, why? Like, why do you hate it? And he said, well, because I look like a soccer player now.
They have a certain haircut. You know, I'm not a sporty guy.
Yeah. And they're like, and so now the joke is, what the other funny thing to me in this story is, I got the haircut and it's like, he's like, I just got my haircut, whatever. So what did you say when the lady cutting it was done? He's like, I said, I liked it. Like, why did you say you liked it? You don't like it. And he's like, well, I won't be mean. Like, so you lied?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'd rather be a liar than be mean.
Yeah. That's,
make somebody feel
that's
bad.
That's crazy to me. But so now, anyway, anytime.
That's not crazy to you. There is no way on the planet Earth that you've gotten a bad haircut and said, I don't like this haircut.
I don't pay for haircuts.
Either way, that's not something that Nick Clayson would ever do. You would never have
care.
That level of confrontation.
I don't care what my hair looks like. Also, yeah, if they're like, do you like it? I'd be like, not really.
I just don't believe you would do that. But also,
comment down below. Who's right? Me or Darren? But anyway, so now the joke is every time he comes in, we like ask him
how soccer
games
game
are
was.
Going.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna start doing that. I wasn't in on that one.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I love
because
it.
Of the haircut. And he does not. He's like, I don't play soccer. Like,
yeah,
it's
great.
Amazing.
So if you see him, how's your soccer game?
Ah!
Beep. Crash land this thing.
Bye.
I love y'all.